Okay, it's 7 o'clock. We can go ahead and begin. We'll do deviation on this thing. Do I hear a motion to...
I make a motion to open the meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Maltin. Well, the auditor's here, so I'll wait for him to...
Hello, everyone.
Get his stuff.
Sorry to come.
I would like to say your allegiance and have the moment of silence, though, if I can.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll have a moment of silence in a little bit as soon as everything calms down.
Thank you.
Mr. Hoagland's passing out the 2021 city audit material, so we're kind of in a hold pattern.
Hello, Mayor. How are you? We're similarly dressed, man. We're cool.
No, it's a little warm in here.
You get one.
Yes, sir.
I'm not mistaken. Sometimes you're on the television, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, did you get everything? Okay. So, it's time to have a moment of silence. In just a second. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Now to find my agenda here, my paper. All right, first on the agenda is our 2021 city audit presentation. Mr. Roy Hoagland is here to present the material. So, anytime, Mr. Hoagland, you're ready to go.
Well, I am ready. I don't need you to look at it. I've got it memorized.
All right.
Okay, you performed your audit this year. We've got a copy of a letter that we call basically the audit summary letter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That brings everything together. And basically, this letter tells you that the audit went smoothly. Your management team was good to work with. We had no problems. We made no material adjustments to your trial balance. The trial balance that Dan provided us, your treasurer, good trial balance, good numbers. We make some standard entries each year to it for depreciation, etc. Otherwise, he kept a nice, clean set of books. The audit went smoothly. That's what this audit summary letter says. Now, as far as your audit goes, I think it's about 30-something pages. City audits are very long. But I think what's important to know is basically on page 3 of your audited financial statements, which is where there's a condensed statement of net position. Basically, the city for the year ended 6/30/21, you basically had net income of about $39,000. So you brought in your revenue, you had your expenditures for the government-wide financials, we set up your assets, we take depreciation, and all that was said and done, your net position increased to $39,000. That's good, that's a positive. When you look at your all's balance sheet, you know you're sitting at 6/30/21. Don't know what it is today. I assume it's probably about the same. Get about $745,000 in cash and CDs. Okay, that's a strong position for a city of your size to have this type of cash and CD investments. So you had net income of the year of about 39. You've got nice cash and cash equivalents at the end of the year, 745. Not a lot sexy went on during the year. You had some snow removal. You didn't really have to spend, or you didn't spend money on infrastructure, road painting, those types of things during the year. For 21, you probably have that coming up. That's my report. Any questions?
No. Does anybody have any questions?
You know, my presentation is fairly short just because I've been doing this a long time. I think I know what you want to hear. How did you do? You did well. You made money. Do you have some money in cash and investments? Yes, you do. Were there any problems with your internal controls? No. Did Dan do a good job during the year with your books? Yes, he did. Did we find any other issues during our audit? No. When you accept this report, we will send an electronic copy of it to the Department of Local Government. They're running a little behind this year. So much going on with COVID, et cetera. They may take a week or so to respond once we submit it, but they'll say, thank you, we got it. And that's it. They'll remind you that a UFER is due by...
Yeah, now I've got the paperwork. Now I've got the numbers to do it.
When the UFERs do, and that's it.
UFERs.
Uniform Financial Information Report.
June May 1st of every year.
Yeah. Well, I've heard of that, but I've never heard the acronym.
Mm-hmm. It's a little redundant when you do all this, but you know, same information, just put together a little bit different way. Let's see. That's about all I have to report, except there's a lot of cities out there who are looking for an auditor.
So are you...
Are you looking to take on new clients?
Do you know it? Well, it's kind of crazy right now. I've probably gotten 6 calls in 6 months. A lot of phones around town are getting out of the smaller city business.
I didn't want to interrupt our audit, so I hadn't been doing that. So.
Well, it's interesting what's going on out there.
So. Well, they a lot more of this. Cities are joining KLC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot of these people are getting informed like I did.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, that's why they're scrambling. Plus the fact that DLG is now holding funds when they don't do, they hold the, mm-hmm. any kind of funds coming from the treasury. So they're scrambling to get all their stuff done.
And there's fewer firms performing city audits. Quite a few fewer firms, actually. I don't know about you guys, but I think some costs are going to go up for the price of the audits. And it's probably just going to be a necessity because there are some pretty good-sized cities out there.
Yeah.
As we speak, who do not have auditors. And have not had a 630... 21 audit done. They can't find anybody to really do it. My firm can only do so many.
Oh, I know.
And it's getting interesting.
That's why I zipped my lip.
Well, you know what's happening, just to tell you folks some of this stuff, because this is kind of inside baseball for us, but it's kind of the way it is. You're a city. When we do your audit, we've got a lot of standards we have to comply with. Then every 3 years, our firm goes through a peer review. And when you do any type of government work, they really put a microscope on us. So we have to pay for a peer review. We have to have all the governmental CPE. We have to put a lot of investment in to just be able to do city and government works. And at one time in the city, demographically, there were a lot of mid-sized firms that were doing a lot of city work. Now you've kind of got larger firms, smaller firms, and the ones in the middle like us who probably did quite a few cities, et cetera, they're basically those partners and those firms are getting older and they're shutting down. And then what are you left with? You're left with the big firms to do them. Prices go way up.
Yeah.
Or you've got smaller sole practitioners who can't invest to be able to do the city audit. So, like, they don't want to be peer reviewed, don't want to pay for it, they don't want to take the continuing education to do it, so they just say, well, we don't do them anymore. So, just be aware on the horizon that's kind of coming up for everybody. It's interesting. Because it worries me when I get so many calls, like Lawson out in the South End, he's quit doing city audits. Well, he did a few. They need auditors. Stigger, whatever his name is, he quit doing them about 2 years ago. Those people need auditors. So it's kind of an odd time. And then the big firms will give them proposals, but they're numbers that are more than double of what the cities are paying. And that's odd.
No, it's not odd.
Well, you're right, it's not odd. I mean, but
we have such a good
treasure. Oh, no doubt about it. Yes. It does a nice job, and you guys do a pretty nice job. Do a really good job, but that's just the atmosphere that's out there. Just FYI.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how well does the city do versus others? I mean, that's got to be part of the problem is some of these smaller cities just don't have treasurers that are managing the books right.
Oh, on a 1 to 10, you guys are a 10. Why are you a 10? You have a CPA, who's your treasurer.
Right.
You're sitting on cash.
Right.
You've got a good commission. And I think you've probably got a pretty good city that doesn't, well, I can't speak to, do they cause you problems? I don't know about that part. But you're pretty well run. You know about the cities in town who have had problems. You and I have talked about Frankfurt's had to send auditors in to West Mutual, places
West
like
Mutual
that.
And more team.
City of Lindview, kind of the same thing. I mean, when you've got city meetings where you're having to, you know, check for weapons with people coming in and things like that, I mean, it just it gets a little interesting. Fortunately, I think most of the cities now seem, well, you know, we had some fraud, you know, probably 10, 15 years ago. You had some mayors who had some little fiefdoms, and they had neighbors down the street and everybody on the commission. You know, they haven't had an audit for 2 or 3 years. They're running behind. Oh, we have to get one. Well, guess what? When your auditors come in those circumstances, oh, there's a reason why you're 2 or 3 years or more behind. You found out the mayor's done this, mayor's done that. Haven't had that in a while. Hopefully that's kind of been cleaned up, but there was a little rash of that for a little period of time. So you guys have any issues like that?
So do I hear a motion to accept the...
I make a motion to accept the audit.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Unanimous.
Well, right. Thank you all. I will send it to the DLG tomorrow or the next day, Mayor. Thank you for reminding me.
Do you have another copy that I can have for myself?
We have this one.
Here, you have mine.
Yeah, there's an extra one over here.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
No problem.
How'd you get missed?
I just did. It's okay.
Well, I was good.
That's Harold.
That's yours. You have it.
No, I got
it. Are you a commissioner?
Yeah, I am.
Well, I'm sorry.
I thought you said
I'm not a commissioner. Sorry about that.
We have four commissioners.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's been a long day.
I would like to look over it. I'd like to have my association, my condo association, audited at some point. So I kind of would like to, get... You know, look over it and get a reference of what I might be looking at.
Well, number one, you probably don't want to have an audit, something less than that, for condo association.
Oh, don't? Is what you're...
Too costly.
Okay, that's good to know.
There's something called a review, a level below an audit, maybe condo associations. Review's good. Get you what you need. You don't have to spend as much money as an audit.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Well, I don't know if I'm out of turn, but I want to say officially thank you. Because I know 6 years ago we were one of those cities.
Appreciate it. It's nice to come in and things are looking good and running well. And it's all good. Makes my job easier. You all have a nice night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a blessed Christmas, okay?
You all too.
Happy holidays.
I plan on it. When is that? Like Saturday?
Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll move right along unless we have something else. We'll probably be talking about whether, because this year is supposed to be the every other year,
mm-hmm.
but it's like we talked about before, it's just as costly to do a financial statement than it is just to do continue doing an audit every year.
Correct. You're correct, Mayor.
And that way, because if we do a financial statement, see, our size city does every other, is required every other year to do a city audit. In between is a financial statement, but if we do a financial statement, then they still got to audit for 2 years.
Yes, and they asked for, or they did ask for a lot of information on
right.
the financial statement. So they're like, well, wait a minute, that's
yeah, you might as well do an audit. So you'll probably be hearing from us in May or
okay.
so.
I appreciate it.
Okay, it's always on my list of things to do.
We'll keep you on our schedule.
Keep us on your on your schedule, please.
Okay.
We appreciate it.
Thank you all.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Next up is the city meeting minutes for November 16th, 2021. Anybody had any questions, comments, corrections? All right. Do I hear a motion to accept the minutes for the November meeting?
Accept the meeting, the November meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Malpin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right. Let's see. City financial reports for November. Everybody look them over?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Really? Okay. All right. Do I hear a motion to accept the financial reports for November?
I'll make a motion to accept the financial reports for November.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Malpin. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. The list is going on. Oh, it's over here in the meeting. Okay. We've got the signature, the initials on the approval for the expense report. City attorney. The only thing I've got on for the city attorney is 2021 property tax delinquency notices status. Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
I submitted an invoice tonight.
Not for the delinquent letters.
Oh.
No, I'm wanting to know what the status is.
Oh, status. We went to a number of drafts, but we finally agreed on a draft. That's been very helpful. And it's really informative. I think it's very easy for them to figure out what the original tax was and the penalty as it goes on, so that if they decide to pay the tax, there's a formula there, which I think is very easy to understand if they can take it upon themselves to figure that out and send in a check in lieu of calling someone from the city. So, and then, you know, if a year from now it's not going to pay, then I'll get the report of those, and then we'll initiate a lien process with a letter going out again to say the lien will be recorded if they don't pay it. So, we're kind of out of control, I think.
When do we want the letters to go out?
When?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the deadline?
Well, the deadline on this letter is February 1st.
I think they need to go out.
Okay. First week of January, get them out?
Yeah, I think it's
okay.
Right, first week of January.
And keep it as February 1st when they're due?
Yes. Now, I need to get a hold of those to be able to sign them.
Okay.
So,
no
when
problem.
When you print them, it'll bear the date of the day you print them, right? When you pull them up, does the date change?
It can, but I can put a date in there.
Well, we can put a date in, and we'll just mail them. Let's see, mail them the 2nd or 3rd of January.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Third's a Monday.
I'm gonna have to sign them though.
Well, just if you print them up, you can just give them to me at the mail room next Tuesday, and then I can take them down to his office and I'll stamp them.
That's what I'd assume you're stamping.
And this says the tax lien will be recorded in March if they're not paid by February 1st.
Yeah, but
is that okay?
Yeah.
Just move on with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
If they can't do something in 30 days, we got a problem anyhow.
Okay.
Put the last day of March.
Okay.
The first day of April. It's like an April Fool's Day. And they say, oh, you really didn't mean it now. So maybe the last day of March, yeah.
Last day of March.
Anything else on your agenda?
The other thing is that in the minutes, Beverly adequately there's this thing with the insurance. I called the Department of Insurance up and I sent an email, I think, to Robert, and I gave Robert his name and number. The guy's very, very on point. But what's happening is a lot of times when these insurance companies don't have any premiums, but nonetheless file a report anyway, and it's not necessary. So that's the red flag that Bob's been picking up on, because it's not showing any revenue when in fact they don't even have to file the report in that instance. So, but they do have to file an annual one at the end of the year, whether they have a plan or not. That was your understanding?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, well, what was catching me though was there was no revenue. They had a plus and a minus. They had the same numbers.
Right.
And that's what was bothering me. But I did talk to Mr. Hahn, I think his name is.
John, I think.
Yeah, John Hahn, and tried to help me rationalize it. I just accepted it, okay? So.
Those are all forms that didn't even be filed on an annual basis. They
right.
Do, so.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
What else? That's it?
Yes, sir.
All right, old business. Anybody got any old business?
He's a radar speed sign.
Okay. Go ahead, Dennis. Need anything?
I guess everybody saw these two quotes.
And that's for one apiece, right, Dennis?
What?
One apiece?
Yeah, just one. Or two companies. And,
what they did on the A&A service is they've got two different types. And that's why the price at the back isn't accurate.
Yeah.
They just put out a quote with one that's battery operated and one that's solar panel operated.
The other company has the solar powered one too. It'd be more difficult to move it around from place to place if you want it.
Hmm. They don't give a discount if you buy more than one.
I don't know, they're pretty expensive to begin with.
So. Yeah, they are. And how many would you propose buying?
We're thinking about buying one for now.
Now on this back page with the financials, what that does is, correct me if I'm wrong, Dan, this is always all our expenses on public health and security.
Mm-hmm.
In the first column, the second column where it says credit,
mm-hmm.
That's what we're getting from the state off of HB 413. It's actually a shared amount of the fines that they're doing that. And you'll notice they jumped up this past July. And it could be because they went back to court. Okay? So, our next one's due to be received the first or second week in January. And it could be another $1,000-some-odd. Okay? But overall, you see we've spent with security from, what is that, seven, 2019 till current, $48,425.10.
Right.
We've gotten back $42.48, so we're we've got a balance of in expenses for public health and safety for that time period of 44. I figured out how much we spent so far and how much we've got left over. If I'm noticed there, we've got the Midland of radios was $1,040. Then we had the emergency kits, which was $774, and the safety cones was $103. Out of all that money that we've gotten, this $42,48.45, those amounts off of that amount, we've got $2,300 and some odd that is out of HB 413. They're not out of our budget, what I'm trying to say. All that stuff in there, that 413, is just, it's not included in the budget.
So the that would go towards one, and then the additional monies for one of these would come out of the budget.
Well, by the time we order it, okay, we will and get them, then we'll have the next check in. But you're right. Right now, if we was to order one of these, okay, we would have some of the money coming out of general fund until we got the check for 413 here the first.
Well, why not get two? I mean, I think, you know, as maybe have one at the somewhere near the entrance and somewhere near headed towards Oakhurst. Because I feel like one is not going to be, I mean, I don't know. I know when...
It's movable.
Yeah, the van.
Oh, they are movable?
Yeah. And you get extra mounts for them. And all it takes is a set of lock on. You stick the key in, return it, pull it off, move it to the next pole.
Oh, okay.
Put it in there and lock the tether.
And you don't...
It's a good idea to have two, but...
Yeah.
We don't know which company, right? These are two different companies. So, and we don't have what we're doing this on, basically what you see on the website. We haven't had a demonstration on it, okay?
So,
there's
a neighborhood between Children's Lane and Westport Road.
Between where?
Between Chenoweth Lane and Westport Road. They have them in their neighborhood, and they have them on the main drag. And you can see... Mm-hmm. You know, what type they are, you can, I think they've got like four back there in that neighborhood, because they have moved. But,
well, we've got, I would like to see right now, just get the one in so we can figure out where to put them, okay? As we can add to them. What I would like to do is get a motion to allow us between $3,000 and $3,500 to get this first one. Because we really, on this one quote, on the all traffic, I tallied it up, and without the solar panel, it comes to like $2,800. About $3,000. But he's also got a first time new discount purchase. Plus, if we order by the end of December, we get an additional 10% off. That's the last page. That's an email that he sent out just this past Thursday to Dennis. And Dennis forwarded to me.
Would that be on the purchase of one or two?
It's 10% on whatever we purchase, but I don't want to go out on a limb because we're already out on a limb anyhow.
Well, I was just curious.
Yeah, but here again, that's one company, and then this A&A. When on Friday I got an email from this company, and I asked Dennis to get a quote on from these guys because we had gotten a flyer last week or something from these people. So I wanted to see what their comparison was.
A&A told me also that they manufacture their speed sign. I don't know if this other company buys from.
Right. And on theirs, they listed everything that comes with their particular unit at the price point. In other words, on this one that we're probably looking at, not the one that's a solar panel, but the other one, it says the LED display size. There's two lithium batteries that come with it with the charger. The faceplate, that 24 by 21, is about the same size as our, or probably is the same size as our speed limit signs that we have. And let's see, what's this bash plate?
I'm thinking it's the rear portion of it that they, I'm not sure exactly. They have a,
in case they get hit.
Yeah, they have a clear glass on the front, which is bash proof, but it's also bulletproof. It's got a steel plate on the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody walks up there with a brick, let's say,
and tries to smash it,
it'll shut down, and hopefully they'll think they busted it, and it'll reboot in about 30 minutes.
See, I like to give them a call and tell them our limit's $3,000 and see what we can get from both of them.
Yeah.
Well, at the risk of being on the recording for them to hear this, that's the oldest sales trick in the book, trying to pump his numbers for the year. So if he's willing to go 10 plus 10, I'd call him and tell him the other guy's 10 below that. He'll take that deal. That's what I do.
Yeah. So, can we get a limit of $3,000? Can we get a motion for a limit of $3,000?
So, does it matter which company we're going with?
They're both about the same when you calculate it all up. And by the time you put the software in it, they're both about the same.
And we're doing solar or not battery.
No. They both have batteries, whether they're solar or not.
I understand, but we're not going to do the solar on either? Why?
You can't move them as easy if we only have one or two. I guess you can put one in. Be stationary, but you wouldn't be, if you had an issue somewhere else, you could just take it down.
Right, or the tree shaving it or something like that.
I'm just concerned. I mean, it's nice that somebody's willing to change the batteries now, but there may come a point where somebody's not willing to change the batteries anymore and you just dump $6,000 in something you don't need.
Now, this one kind of thing, A&A told me that they have one that runs off a power supply, so.
You can hardwire.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be harder to move than a solar panel?
I guess it would.
Yeah.
I just think it's, you're going to go, you might as well go all in. That way somebody's not responsible for replacing that stuff every 30 days or however long they last. Somebody's got to.
I'm just curious whether the solar pan doesn't get ripped off.
Well, I mean, here's the other thing, right? Is so how many battery sets do you get with this?
One. What I talked to Dennis about was getting a separate pair of batteries also with it. Trying to get two sets of two batteries.
Are they rechargeable?
Yeah. Yeah, they're lithium batteries. That way one set's in, the other one's charging.
Where's that represented on here?
We don't have it. They come with a set of two batteries.
You get two sets or two batteries?
You just get two batteries.
Operate off one, but you can use two. If you use two, the runtime is longer.
Well, sure.
This is what they say.
How much is it per battery?
We don't. On the one company, we don't know. The other company, it really doesn't say.
No, they say battery pack 225. Both of them say 225. Mm-hmm. Solar battery kit.
Yeah, that's a solar battery.
Yeah, but they both say the same thing. So a 20 AHR battery kit's $225. They both got the same price. So does it include a charger? Does it say?
Yeah.
Yes. It does.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm just saying you save somebody a lot of trouble. And if you need help moving it because it's got a solar panel on it, call me. It's not a big deal. That way you're only replacing batteries when something's gone bad.
Right.
You know, it's, I mean, it'd be nice if Dennis would do that for his tenure here, but his replacement may be like, I didn't change no batteries. I'm not an electrician. Right.
So the solar and battery model, if you're using solar, do you remove the battery? If you're using the solar.
No. The solar would charge the battery.
The solar would charge the battery.
It'd be a slow triple charge on the batteries.
Okay.
Be constantly charging.
You'd never have to service it unless something went wrong.
Yeah, when they quit working, then you've got a problem. The battery's still on, the battery's dead or something. I mean, so then you would just replace the battery.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I mean,
cost efficient.
And if you're looking at buying.
Most cost efficient.
If you're looking at buying $450 worth of batteries, why don't I just.
Well, see, Allstate, with Allstate's quote, okay, with everything.
All traffic,
whatever. It's $33.90. I figured up the 10% off of that. It brings it down to just over $3,000.
With the solar.
With the solar.
Yeah.
We'll see what else we can get out of them.
Yeah, and then just telling you his competition is $300 below that.
You'll get it all
for
$2,700. Try to get another pair.
No, I'm just saying if he's that anxious to get money on the books this year, which is exactly what he's doing with this email. I would just say, look, man, your competition came in at $2,770 installed. Can you match the price? That's what I tell you. Because I mean, there's probably not an ounce of difference between those two.
I think they're the same machine. Yeah.
I think the aesthetics are a little different because I've been through two different neighborhoods with them and noticed that they look just a tad different. One's kind of looked more official, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that the one with the police lights?
They have two or three.
Yeah, it might have been.
Maybe that's why this guy's offering a discount. Maybe he's losing business to that guy.
Yeah, so there was something different about them.
Yeah.
So should we guess... Just go with all traffic, since their solar is much less, I can put it that way. And by the time you put the...
Well, has the other guy not offered you a discount?
No, we just got this today.
Well, why don't you call him up and tell him this competition is cheaper than he is. I'm just telling you, I mean, it's a Kia...
Do you want to give us a limit of where we can go?
Yeah. I'd say $3,000 is the limit.
Okay. So I have a motion for $3,000 limit on the radar signs. There is a second.
I'll second it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. We got a $3,000 limit.
Yeah, I'll come up to your house. So I have a question. Yeah. So why wouldn't we just do them both now?
Because we don't. If we do them both now,
part of it comes out of the budget.
Part of them comes out of the budget, right?
Yeah. So what does that?
By next December, we will have hopefully.
I understand.
Okay.
Understand.
We'll go fishing.
We're going to have no snow this year, so we're going to have plenty of snow money to invest in those. Right, Crystal?
Yep.
Gotta find a place where they are.
I'd love to get them a trial run too, because some people might be for 2 months be like, oh, sold out, and then they're like, oh, that's one of those, you know, machines that aren't the little.
We'll see if they can put
the good part about those with the software. It tracks how fast cars are going.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to move, I mean, like if you had higher speed rate in another street, you could move it.
Plus, we can find out when we're having the problem with the speeders, and we can work with Tate to adjust his hours so that we have the statistics that come with this will give us the information. All we know is what we've got for hours for Tate now. If we see that we've got an issue on certain time periods, then we can... provide Tate with this information and let him work their schedules to try to help out with these speeders. Now he's catching them right now. He's catching a lot of DUIs. So, just to let you know.
Well, I've read that, you know, you get a mile within your home and you just get relaxed.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Where are we going with the radio checks this month?
Let's do Channel 5.
Channel 5. Channel 5 tonight.
I'll do like I did before. It seems simple. Just like I'm up anyway. Just people call me when they're coming.
Okay.
That works.
I'll try it out.
How late did you get up? Just to remember, like around
1. I'll be up until 4 o'clock.
One.
Okay. All right. Commissioner Adams brought up a good point, or was it somebody brought up the point? I don't know if it was Commissioner Malpin.
Yeah.
About the Weather Channel, or when we have bad
have
weather.
Designated channel.
Okay.
Inclement weather.
Inclement weather. She brought up a point that when I was talking to her after the tornadoes, that when we know there's going to be tornado warnings out, we may want to have our radios up and running and on a particular channel.
Okay.
Okay. Can we just make it one?
Yeah. Just make it one.
One would be just easy enough for us to remember.
Would you call us on our radios and remind us?
I had mine that night of the tornado with me.
You did?
I sure did. My weather radio and my city radio.
You were ready to go.
If I needed somebody to come dig me out.
I was glad to see it break up around Ball Draw.
Yeah.
All right. So we're working. We're still. Commissioner Metcalf is still looking at their emergency stuff. We need to probably, and I started this a couple of years ago, and it got sidelined because of COVID, emergency disaster preparedness plan. Well, a lot of people think we have a lot of money, but look what happened at Mayfield. I mean, there's a lot of property down there that doesn't exist anymore. And if we was to have an F3 like they did back 3 years ago, and it took out all of Bay Run, which Bay Run in that area, and you all over there in these big villas, okay, we would have lost a substantial amount of revenue, because the only thing that the city gets revenue on when there's not any construction on it is the value of the land, which most of them are either $20,000 or $30,000. So this is one of the reasons why I've been adamant about a lot of people think we have a lot of money, but in all actuality, we still have to run. If half our city is still up, we still have to run the city. So this is one of the things that I wanted to make sure that everybody's aware of the fact that 3 years ago, when the F1 did come through, there should have been somebody blocking off the Bay Run and the Middlesex area, so and checking to make sure that only the residents were getting in and out of there. And also, we needed to have help with the cleanup. And
you like the guy you had?
Yeah, like the guy you had. I'm also talking about we should have gotten assistance from Jefferson County for shredding them friggin' dang tree limbs.
Was there a way, I mean, did they have a means in which for cities to get assistance? Was there a vehicle for that?
We pay county taxes, okay? And we're not getting squat out of county taxes that we pay. I confronted our, at that time, it wasn't Marcus. It was the other guy that was there, Glenn Stuckel. And we couldn't get any kind of help as far as getting them to get us. All they had to do is bring out a friggin' damn shredding machine or a stump, whatever they call them, thing, or chopper. and we could have cleaned up Bay Runs, tree limbs and all that extra tree stuff that was up there. That's why it's important that we find out who we need to be contacting and need to be working with them to make sure they understand that even though we're a city, that we pay the county taxes and we need to have the assistance. So that's part of the plan.
So what's a tree shredding machine cost for a day?
It shouldn't cost us anything.
Well, I'm just saying if
it doesn't matter. It shouldn't cost us a dime. We're paying taxes. We are paying taxes to Jefferson County.
Okay.
Then why do we have to pay for security?
Because they won't. That's just it.
Okay.
LMPD only doesn't come out unless there's a burglary, a rape, or a murder.
And that's what he's saying.
Right.
All I'm saying is why don't we make a motion to create some type of fund that we, no questions asked, it becomes available to whoever's the commissioner or mayor at the time if there's ever a major event here, but $5,000 away. You can get 5 tree shredders out here for $5,000. I mean, but there's going to be more. If it's a big thing, the big events can be more than just a tree shredder. But I'm saying, why not just designate us, and we never touch it unless we need it. That way, it's earmarked. We're good.
Well, we've got reserve funds anyhow.
Yeah, but I don't think you need to wait to fight with Jefferson County when it happens. It needs to be available when it happens as part of your as part of our emergency preparedness. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
and then we can fight with them later if there's a way to get something back. Right?
Right. All I'm saying is we need to have a plan.
Yeah.
I agree. I would like to add something. When the tornado hit, I was told that whoever, the city that came over to East Bay, told the board members that there's nothing we can do for y'all. So, you know, granted, the city's got to go on, but there's no command center, no command post. You know, I agree. I think that people should have assigned areas that they survey and secure by radio.
Mm-hmm.
And there needs to be maybe designated contacts who contacts whoever, because when that tornado hit, we were at a loss.
Right.
You know, and you're in shock on top of it. I mean, so.
Well, the reason why I'm bringing this up is we have this room all day, the third Tuesday of every month. So if we need to have meetings to do this, we've got this the third Tuesday every month. But we need to have a contact with the fire department, the emergency action center,
yeah.
Red Cross, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. We need more than just, in the past what they were relying on was Louisville's emergency action plan. Obviously Louisville didn't do anything for us, so I don't want to wait around for them to play this game again. So that's the reason why I'm bringing this up now. So I'm passing everybody to start thinking about what we need. Just write it down. Just write it down. Just write it down. Every time you think about it, just write it down. Okay? And that way we can put it all together in some kind of workable arrangement. Whether, you know, but it's important if we not wait till it happens.
So back to the funds. Is there any statute that would stop us from doing that?
No, we can do anything we want with the funds.
Okay.
Okay. But we do have reserves already. Okay, that if we have to, we can tap the reserves for that. Okay?
Yeah.
We don't necessarily
I'm
have
just to. Saying we don't need to have that meeting then. We need to vote on that now when we get this plan together. It all needs to be decided. Right? So we wouldn't be fighting over how much money we got to spend then. Whatever's earmarked is earmarked. If there's some more, we'll fight over that later. Right? And that's part of emergency preparedness, is not guessing where things are coming from.
Fine. Whatever.
And if anybody's interested, the Boy Scouts of America have a
a merit badge for this. It would have to be scaled to city size, but it talks about all those things. What should you consider in your home in the event of an emergency? I mean, obviously flashlights, batteries, right? So obviously you'd have to scale that up for a city, but it's probably a pretty decent checklist just to go through to what are the things that need to be considered. So anyway, I probably still have that book somewhere. I bet. Does your boy have any of those books? No.
I have the wolf. I have the wolf one.
The wolf?
The Cub Scout one. Yeah.
Oh, it's in there.
Dan's side from the
line. That's right. Yeah.
So we've got all kind of resources we can get to, but we've got to get it.
Is Louisville's online?
Huh?
Is Louisville's posted online somewhere?
Yeah, somewhere.
Well, I'm just saying it might also be nice to have that just to see what.
Right. Because I would like to have it on our website. Okay. And basically what you were talking about, letting people know what they need to have in their home.
Yeah, it would have really been nice had we, at that time, had the ability to go around and assist people in cleaning that mess up.
Right.
Right. So.
And
I think if it ever, something like that ever happened again, that should just be, it shouldn't even be discussed. It's just part of the plan.
Right.
You got two streets of tree limbs down, we're going to send somebody out to get them. I got a place that can dump them if they'll shred them.
Yeah, I know you do. So, start just jotting stuff down. Put all your stuff together. We need to have, but we need to get it down on paper in some level of organizational arrangement. Okay? Anything else on that? All right, the financial statements, I've got all but two of them. The financial, whatever they are. Disclosure forms. Timely submission of commissioner reports. Please, get them to them by Friday.
This Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
How about today?
Thursday, you're not going to work on Christmas Eve. Okay?
I answered you.
All right. Anybody need any office supplies? I got to make an order with Amazon, so if you need something, get it to me by tomorrow, because I'm going to order tomorrow. All right. Any other new business? All right. Ready for the commission reports, unless I'm missing
something. Wait a minute. Where do we switch from old to new?
Oh. Yeah, we didn't.
Oh, new. Oh. I'm sorry. Thank you, City Clerk Deb. All right, new business. Apparently, somebody's got some new business.
I have some new business.
Okay, what you got?
About a week and a half ago, I'll pass that around. That's behind 4100 Northumberland. That's a cherry tree that's growing out of a cluster of locust trees, and that's the second tree now. They're all growing at an angle, right? That's the second tree now that has basically just fallen over due to the weight of the tree. So what I'd like to do is get a quote to remove it all and then put an oak tree or something there to grow straight up, not out of angles. That's the one that took out Andrew's fence on Mecklenburg about a year and a half ago. So the cherry tree's down now and on the neighbor's fence of 4100. And then the second one, and we talked about this last week, that's a sycamore tree that's it sits probably on the property line of Mecklenburg 4516, I think. And the green space, 4514. It sits right on the corner of 4514, 4512. I'm assuming that's probably a boundary marker at one time. But I'm sorry. I didn't know anything. Pass me, please. The whole top of that tree's gone. That's real common in a sycamore. They get hollow and they get bigger inside, and the tops rot out. But I literally clean up around that tree. Well, you see probably in the picture, I throw it up against the fence for a few weeks when I take my wagon up there and drag all those limbs out. But every week that it gets mowed, that has to be picked up. It's just getting worse. So what I thought we would do is offer a split the cost and see if it's certainly sitting on that property line.
Where's this one at?
It's right behind the people that moved the fence. 4514 Mecklenburg.
What's wrong with it?
Trust me, it's dead. Look at the top of the other picture. It's dead. Miscropping the limbs is big around when out of the top. So, I don't think it's a threat to anybody. The bottom's still pretty alive and sturdy, but in time, that tree's going to be completely dead. So, just heads up. The pressing one's the cherry. That place, she's trying to sell her house. She probably wants that off her fence.
She ain't selling her house. Her dad is.
Somebody's selling it.
I know. He owns it.
You haven't taken it off there?
It's just barely touching.
I know. I've seen it.
No, I have not. But the reason I'd really like to remove all those and then have that all ground up and put an oak tree or something. That's something that's not, that's a mess. There's a, I don't know if you can see it in this picture, but there's already a tree stump in there from the locust that fell and hit Andrew's house because it just the root ball couldn't support it. So eventually I'd like to get a quote and get them all out of there. Put back a real tree. So anyway, just as a know it's coming.
Well, get a quote pretty soon.
I have to. Yep. Just heads up. I just wanted to know what was going on. That cherry tree, like I said, that kind of surprised me. I mean, it doesn't surprise me considering where it was growing and how they're all growing, but I didn't expect it that soon.
You may have to wait till the summer, though.
Yeah, so I'm not in any rush. Just heads up.
Anything else? Any other new business? All right, is it okay to move along to the commission reports now?
I think so.
Okay. All right, which one of you commissioners wants to be first?
I'll go first.
Thank you.
Property maintenance commission report for December on 11/19 through 11/20, the tree stumps, or trees and stump removal. Of all trees and stumps agreed on in the November meeting, they were taken out. In general cleanup, started moving leaves in the holding pond area between Boynton Court and Queen Anne's Court. 11/24, mulch leaves between Loretta and Mecklenburg Courts and the area behind Mecklenburg and Queen Anne's Court. 11/24, started moving the mulch that was left on the Loretta Court behind the wooded area between Rustburg and Lorraine. 11/28, finished moving the mulch. Area behind Boynton and Lorraine, and mulch leaves between Ludenberg and Mecklenburg. 11/26, straightened all the street signs on Pacelli Place. 12/4, installed speed bump signs in Middlesex. 12/15, spoke to the AT&T fiber crew that was back out here to fix something about delivering 6 more loads of dirt behind Rustburg Place. Going on my report, but I guess you saw that. That him was 45/16 got his fence fixed.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Thanks again for the signs. It looks great.
What signs?
As to tell it.
Oh, you're welcome.
I had 2 neighbors ask, you know.
They're already leaning again.
That doesn't surprise me.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah, they're not enough to notice, but that the last one we put back up, the neighborhood watch.
Concrete?
The neighborhood watch is already wanting to go back.
Yeah, that thing was leaning back.
It's top heavy, I think.
Might be.
Like that tree. It's just top heavy, I believe.
Okay. Who's?
I'll go second.
All right, Commissioner.
12/1, I read Mayor Bob and Beth's email suggesting the light on Dickerson on the curve, and I agree. 12/5, drove the city for street light check. Placed tape on the street lights and Trey's condos and at the corner of Pacelli and Tazewell. 12/6, I reported the street lights to LB&E and also reported about the one on Bay Run, not on again. 12:14, I received a voicemail from a new resident on Boynton asking for or asking to set up trash service. 12:15, I left him a voicemail with my name and number. 12:17, he called me back and asked about garbage cans. He said the neighbor may have had them beside their house. So I told him to take a photo shot of the barcode and I would call Rumsky if he couldn't get it figured out. And that he should have a brown and green bin. And I explained to him that he didn't have to set up the trash service. That trash service, street lights, snow removal was included in the city taxes. He said he would call back if he needed, and thank me for the information. 12:19, I drove the city for a street light check. 12:21, I read emails, participate in the radio check later.
All right.
That's it.
My turn.
Commissioner Adams, go ahead.
All right. I will also participate in the radio check to Luke's Commissioner Metcalf tonight, December 21st. There is a citizen inquiry relating to the stop sign at Halifax and Lunenburg. Citizen reported that the stop sign was tied to the light pole at this intersection, took a couple pics, let Mayor Stoneham know the status. Commissioner Maupin called LG&E to remove the stop sign from the light pole. LG&E then sunk the stop sign into the ground. So thank you for helping me out with that one.
All right.
Drove the roads of... Yeah, you need to put that in yours.
Yeah.
Drove the roads of City of Worthington Hills to check for cracks and potholes. Called 811 to have the underground lines marked for speed hump signs to be installed along Middlesex. Caden and Paul Paving did the paving of Middlesex. Speed humps were installed, surveyed the speed humps, and everything looks good. That is it.
As far as the roads, we need to sit down and talk about Boynton and probably North Pulaski and Jonelle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking about the sully between the two streets mm-hmm. and putting two speed humps in there.
Okay.
Because Commissioner Maupin has said that they just fly through that section.
Okay.
So I'm sure that we may want to look at that for this next coming
yeah.
year.
Yeah, it's too cold to pave right now,
yeah,
so right. we would have to do it in the spring.
Yeah, but I wanted to bring that up so we can start looking at that.
Okay.
All right, Commissioner Metcalf.
Drove the city on multiple occasions, including nighttime checks. Went to the post office with Mayor Stoneham on 12/17/21. Went to Dan Small's office on one occasion with Mayor Stoneham to sign checks. Sent an email to a company called Radar Sign and requested specs and pricing of the radar speed signs.
You went to the mailbox a lot this time, didn't you?
Well, I was sick for 2 weeks, so I couldn't remember how many times.
You only missed one. Okay, is there anything else? I want to remind everybody that Christmas contest is going on. I hope that you're...
Did you like the votes?
Hell, I don't know.
You don't see them?
Huh?
You don't see them? Bob Stoneham, I know you see them.
Well, let me put it this way. We need some participation.
Perfect.
Okay.
That one house on, is it Middleburg Court?
Do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall.
Merry Christmas, Steve.
Merry Christmas.
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Y'all have a blessed evening and a merry and happy and blessed new year and Christmas.
Thank
it
you.
Is 8:05, I think. It's 8:04.